Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the things you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out our blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think right there on the homepage. And check out our video. We have a new video every week. So check that out too. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese. You can go back and listen to some of the things she's taught us over the many years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the President and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. It's Women's History Month. We're talking a little bit about that and where women have been and where they're going. Terry, years ago, you and I ran into each other, and you were just getting your new organization off the ground, and you started telling me about Afghanistan, what you were doing in Afghanistan, and I was fascinated by it. That was years ago. Yep. And now, here we are, you've actually accomplished some things, which I absolutely was not the least bit surprised to hear or to find out, that you actually did pull off what you were thinking about doing. I know how you are. But here we are, other things have happened. The, geopolitical issues, the U.S. and Afghanistan, Pakistan, all the crazy things that are happening over there. What is all of that going to do? What impact is it going to have? What are the current situation between us and Afghanistan? What's that going to do to your prospects, to the women that you're helping in Afghanistan?
Well, I want to be real positive about this. Is there concern? Yes, I'm very concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan right now. But I will tell you that our women entrepreneurs that we email with every day, and I get dozens of emails from our former Peace Through Business graduates and our current students that are in the classroom over there right now. They're all positive. They're opening new businesses. They're hiring more people. They're increasing their annual revenues. They're all positive. I don't get anything negative from these folks. And when we talk with them on the telephone, we don't get anything negative. They are moving forward fast. There's an organization over there called the Afghan Investment Support Agency. It's the agency you have to go to register your business. Mm-hmm. Many of these women hadn't registered their businesses in the past. They are now. Mm-hmm. They're being visible. They're more out there.
Is President Karzai lending a hand for these folks? Is he an advocate for what you're trying to do?
He has proclaimed over and over publicly, and in fact, former President George W. Bush had him at an institute summit at the Bush Institute at Southern Methodist University last March. He was on record saying, I promise I will not allow women in this country to go back. I will push them forward. And he's continued to say that. It might be in the fine print, but as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, I saw in fine print in a newspaper another comment like that from President Karzai. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the U.S.-Afghan Women's Council next Wednesday, March 21st. Mm-hmm. It'll be held at the State Department. Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton co-chair the U.S.-Afghan Women's Council.
Wow, good for you.
It'll be a very interesting meeting to be in the room to talk about what's happened in the last 10 years, but what's going to happen between now and the next 10 years?
The next 10 years. They're going to have to be self-determined over there because Americans are pulling. We're going to be out of there in a couple of years.
When we're out of there, the women have to continue to move forward. I pray that the Taliban can't take hold again and the women will continue to move forward. I've talked about Taj, our soccer ball manufacturer over there. Annual revenues up 70% over last year. And she's getting ready to there's going to be a major announcement on her soon. Those soccer balls are going to be in the United States for sale very, very soon.
There's so, Terry, when the Iraqi war was going on, I interviewed a number of people who were part of this of the embassy over there who were helping to create economic development. I did dozens of interviews once a month for years with somebody on the ground in Baghdad or wherever they were, and about the United States government was over there helping them get their stock market off the ground, helping them get microloans out and help people start businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Is anything like that happening in Afghanistan?
Well, let me just talk about what Peace Through Business is doing. This is not our idea, I wish it was, but our women decided they needed to start a Peace Through Business Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
So they're meeting once a month. They're networking, which they'd never done before. They're teaching. They're doing workshops. They're doing classes, business classes.
Mm-hmm.
They have elected officers under the Peace Through Business Alumni Association. We've started a Peace Through Business lending program. We're lending at 7%, not 24%. You have to be a Peace Through Business graduate in order to get into that lending program.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like microfinancing.
So there's some infrastructure happening over there right now.
There's some good infrastructure happening.
That's good. Give us a website, please. Tell folks how they can find out more about what you're doing and your events.
www.ieew.org.
All right. And the next big event's next week, right? It's the State Department.
Next big event next week, and then we want to talk about our summit and graduation that's coming up in D.C. And, Jim, I'm determined to get you there this year.
We're going to talk about that right after these messages. And whatever Terry is determined to do, folks, usually happens. Stand by to intel. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.